Shalom. Welcome to Torah on One Foot. My name is Rabbi Nachman Simon. And Moses, before his passing away, is reproving the Jewish people. Why did he do it then, 36 days or a month beforehand? And it teaches you reprove someone before the death so they don't rebel and say, oh, the heck with you, I'm leaving. I'm not going to be your student anymore. But another thing is that in the reproving, it's only hinted these ideas. So therefore, they shouldn't be embarrassed. Oh, don't you remember you did this or you rebelled with the golden calf, for example. That was awful and made the people feel bad. But that's a lesson for us, that when a person reproves, first of all, you don't have to say everything, a shopping list to everybody. Well, I see this wrong with you, this wrong with you, this you should improve, this improve. That in any case, that a person doesn't have to give a shopping list of everything. But if you see something really important, you don't have to berate someone. You do it quietly and hintly and very nicely. And therefore, that's a major idea for us also, to reprove in a nice way if you have to reprove.